One ball and two strikes on the Brewers catcher. Stratton brings home the pitch and a swing and a miss. Went after an elevated cutter. And he was up there in swing mode. As Contreras strikes out. Second strikeout recorded by Stratton here in relief. And now Rowdy Tellez is going to hit for Carlos Santana. So Tellez will get an at bat here in the ninth. With two outs and nobody on. Stratton brings home the pitch and Rowdy took high. It's 1-0. Now this has been a great response from the Brewers after a kind of a frustrating night last night in the opening game of this series. To bounce back the way they have tonight and have a 7-0 lead in the ninth inning. Pretty impressive response. 1-0 is swung on and fouled into the glove on a tip to Andy Rodriguez. It's one ball and one strike. And this is a Pirates team that had won 6 out of 7 coming into tonight. They're playing some of their better baseball in the last couple of months. Remember, they had that hot start in April and for a good chunk of May. Came back down to earth like many thought they probably would eventually. But this is an improved team. This is a Pirates team. The Brewers are going to see them for the final time tomorrow afternoon that I expect to take another step forward in 2024. 2-1. And Tellez took low. 3 balls and 1 strike. Stratton has thrown 30 pitches now in relief over these last 2 innings. Brings home the 3-1. And Tellez pops it up. This one on the left side of the infield. Drifting into foul territory is Key Brian Hayes. He makes the catch. And the inning is over. We go to the bottom of the ninth. It is a 7-0 Brewers lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Game day will always be a big win when you grab all of your beer, wine, spirits, snacks, and more from your local Brandy Lake BP in Woodruff. And while you're there, fuel up with BP gasoline with Invigorate, designed to prevent dirt buildup. And then run your vehicle through their advanced technology, touchless car wash, for that sparkly, shiny, clean vehicle. Brandy Lake BP. Always, every day low prices at a great value. Highway 51 North in Woodruff.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got 6 flat screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-244. Warga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Warga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Clayton Andrews is on to work the ninth inning for the Brewers with a 7-0 lead. 3 outs away from evening up this series here tonight. And let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You are listening to the Brewers Radio.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. With Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you from PNC Park here in Pittsburgh tonight. Clayton Andrews about to make his 3rd appearance of his major league career. He debuted here on July 1st against the Pirates, worked 2/3 of an inning, ended up giving up 5 runs. Worked a couple of days later on the 4th of July for the Brewers in extra innings against the Cubs. First pitch swinging for Brian Reynolds, and he lines one into center for a base hit off of Andrews. And the Pirates have their leadoff man aboard. It's time for our Annex Wealth Management difference-making moment of the game. And we're going to go with the Monasterio RBI triple in the fifth. That really opened things up for the Brewers. Ended up being a six-run inning. And that is brought to you by Annex Wealth Management. Know the difference. So here is Key Brian Hayes with Reynolds at first. Rowdy Tellez stays in the game, by the way. He's at first base. Andrews brings home the pitch to Hayes, and it's in there for a strike. Hayes has been a really solid hitter in this lineup over the course of this season for the Pirates. He's done a nice job against lefties, too. And he lines this one into left for a base hit, and the first two have reached against Andrews here in the ninth. So a couple of solid singles, and there's two on, nobody out for Connor Joe. Joe takes a little time before he gets into the box here. Joe 0 for 3 tonight. He's 0 for 7 in the series, and he's 0 for his last 12 at the plate. Andrews trying to induce a ground ball here. And the pitch missed down and in. And it's 1-0. Elvis Piguero is getting loose in the Brewers bullpen just in case this inning gets a little sideways on Andrews. Clayton looks back at second base. And the 1-0 delivery. This is hit really well out to left center field. Frelick racing back at the track. It is gone. Connor Joe with a three-run shot. And just like that, it's a 7-3 ball game. Fastball about belt high right over the middle of the plate. And Connor Joe, who is in an 0-for-12 slump, is no longer. Three-run shot for him. He's got 38 RBIs on the season. It's his 10th home run of the year. And now Contreras is going to come out and talk to Clayton Andrews, and the Brewers may try to stall a little bit here and just get to Elvis Piguero as fast as they can. All three balls well struck against Andrews here to start up this bottom of the ninth inning, and so Contreras out there chatting with him, and Piguero continuing to get loose, and now Devin Williams is even starting to linger down there in the Brewers' bullpen. So Vinny Capra is going to pinch hit here for Sawinski. Try to get another right-handed hitter up there against Andrews, and now Craig Counsell's not going to give him the chance. He's popped up out of the dugout, and he's going to take the ball from Clayton Andrews here. It is a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. U.S. Cellular is proud to support the Brewers. They want you to enjoy the game, so cheer first and scroll later. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Craig is still yet to take the ball from Clayton Andrews, but one would surmise he's going to do that. He's just going to try to buy a little bit of time to give Piguero more time, and that's what he did. He made Chris Siegel come out there and force him to make the move, and the call has been made. Piguero coming in. Andrews leaves. It's a 7-3 Brewers lead here in the bottom of the ninth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now is your chance. Be a positive influence, serve your community, and help get kids back to school. Cobeson Buses has immediate openings. Starting wages just increased to its highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Cobeson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobeson terminal near you.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the tire professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit PompsTire.com.
truck drivers. At Schneider, it's all about staying busy and getting home in comfort. New and growing dedicated accounts will get you home on a schedule you can bank on. And Schneider's new industry-leading trucks have top-of-the-line features that keep you safe and comfortable. Plus, when you're on the road, Schneider's nationwide facility network offers secure parking and amenities to make your life easier. Choose a company that's invested in your safety and comfort. Choose Schneider. Apply now at SchneiderJobs.com.
Well, Elvis Peguero is on for his 55th appearance of the year. He's 4-4 at the 3.38 ERA. Brewers trying to steal an inning from Clayton Andrews here in the bottom of the ninth with a 7-0 lead. But Andrews gives up back-to-back singles and then a three-run home run to Connor Joe. And so he exits the contest. And Peguero is now on for the Brewers. And Vinny Capra, who had been introduced as the pinch hitter, is now going to be pinch hit four. And Alfonso Rivas will now be the hitter for the Pirates. So they'll burn Capra and get a left-handed hitter up there in Rivas against Peguero. Elvis looking in. And the first pitch is over for a strike, and it's 0-1. A one delivery and checked, and that pitch missed a little bit low with a slider. Evens at 1-1 here on Rivas, who started the game in last night's contest, and Rivas was 1-for-3. Peguero's 1-1 pitch, and did he offer it? That one he did not, says the crew chief Jeff Nelson at third base. Goes to 2-1 here on Rivas. Rivas was falling out over the plate as he checked his swing on that pitch from Peguero. Here's the 2-1, and caught the outside corner with a slider. And it's 2-2. Cubs have taken the lead in Chicago. They're up 4-3. That game's in the bottom of the fifth against the San Francisco Giants. Peguero's 2-2 pitch, and that is hit in the air to center, but playable for Frelick, drifting back and there to collect it for the first out. A big first out recorded by Peguero. And there's one away now for Andy Rodriguez, the Pirates catcher. William Contreras, the next Brewers bobblehead giveaway coming up on Saturday, September 16th. First 30,000 ticketed fans take home the bobble of the Brewers catcher, courtesy of Meyer. Get your tickets for the game at Brewers.com. 7-3 Brewers. First pitch to Rodriguez is fouled back behind home plate, and it's 0-1. Peguero has been an important part to this bullpen. Brewers have been able to count on him for some huge outs late in games over the course of this season. He's earned his way into this spot. A one. And that missed high. 1-1 on Rodriguez. And Peguero here trying to protect a four-run lead. If he gets into any kind of trouble, the Brewers might have to get Williams up at some point. They would really prefer not to do that. And Peguero asking for a new baseball. He throws this one out of play. And he will get a new one. Devin is just kind of walking around, ready to get ready at a moment's notice should he be needed. The 1-1 to Rodriguez is in there for a strike with that sinking fastball. And it's 1-2. Peguero has a really good slider, but that bowling ball sinker of his that runs in on right-handed hitters when they're at the plate is a difference-making pitch at times. It is nasty. He used it there to get over for a strike against Rodriguez, and now Rodriguez, a left-handed hitter, is going to use his timeout. One-two pitch. High fly ball into right. This is playable for Taylor. jogging in, camps underneath of it, makes the catch. And there's two away now for Peguero. The over Peguero. Young shortstop prospect for these Pirates. Came into this series 10 for his last 20 in a five-game hitting streak. He went 0 for 3 last night. And he's gone 0 for 3 so far tonight. And the Brewers one out away from collecting their 77th victory of the season. Peguero versus Peguero. First pitch is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1.
It had to get the Peguero battle here before the night ended.
It was inevitable.
That kind of game.
Which Peguero is the better one? We're going to find out, at least in this at-bat, here soon. Elvis brings home the 0-1. Ground ball back up the middle, and Leover is going to win this battle with a single to center field. And he reaches with two outs, and Palacios will be the batter now for Pittsburgh. I still think Elvis is better. I'm not convinced. Palacios. Is 1 for 3. Reached on that base hit to Santana back in the eighth inning. And now hold up action for a moment. Does home plate umpire Chris Siegel and resets the pitch clock. First pitch brought home, and it's a ground ball, but foul up the first baseline, and it's 0-1 on Palacios. Seven to three Brewers, bottom of the ninth, two outs and a runner at first. Peguero looking in. A one. Missed outside, and it's 1-1. $9,324 here tonight. There is not that many in this ballpark now, not even close. Peguero comes set, and the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Nasty slider down low, and it's 1-2 on Palacios, and the Pirates are down to their last strike. Peguero looks in. Leover Peguero gets his lead. Tellez not holding him on. The 1-2 pitch, ground ball left side. Adames backhands it to his feet, throws to first, not in time. With the runner going, Adames had vacated the spot. If not for that, he's probably right there, and it's a routine 6-3 out. He got back to it, which was amazing. But by the time he did, there was not going to be a play. So it's a single for Palacios, and now first and second and two outs. And Miguel Andujar is going to be the batter here for the Pirates. And Craig Counsell comes out with a few words for Chris Siegel. And Chris Hook is on his way out to chat with Elvis Peguero here. Devin Williams does have to start getting loose in that Brewers bullpen. So Chris Hook chatting with Peguero. Adames and Contreras joining in on the conversation. Right now, as it stands, you've got the tying run in the on-deck circle. And Chris Hook still having his conversation. Devin is not getting loose in a huge hurry right now. He's going through his normal process, it would appear, out there in the bullpen. So Peguero is going to face the number 9 hitter, Miguel Andujar, here, who is 0 for 3 tonight. And this game getting a little tighter than the Brewers wanted it to here in the bottom of the ninth. Still two outs, two on, and a righty versus righty matchup right here. First pitch brought home, and it's a ground ball to short. Big hop for Adames, flips it to second where Terang is covering, and this ball game is over. The Brewers take game two of this series by a final score of 7-3, and the Brewers win their 2,000th game as a member of the National League in the process. Brewers even up this series and win their 77th of the year. Again, your final score here tonight, the Brewers 7 and the Pirates 3. We're back to tell you all about it after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Woodmans. We're back. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on apple juice.
Gallons of premium Indian summer apple juice, just $2.99 each.
Ay caramba, a hot price on apple juice.
Indian summer gallons, $2.99.
This is a great inflation fighter. Healthy and kids love it.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee owned.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in having healthy relationships with our phones so we can have better relationships with each other. Introducing Us Mode, a way to set your phone for less distraction and deeper connection. So dinner can sound less like this and more like this.
What'd you learn today?
The sauropod was the tallest dinosaur ever.
Whoa. Visit U.S. Cellular in-store or online and we'll help set your phone to Us Mode, even if you're not a customer. U.S. Cellular, the 5G network built for us. See uscellular.com for details.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Feeling, loving, experiencing. Life is made up of moments. By participating in the All of Us research program, you have the opportunity to provide essential health data that can help improve the lives of countless people by allowing researchers to learn more about diseases and illnesses, creating more moments that matter. Join today by going to joinallofus.org. This is your moment to make a moment. Help create the next medical breakthrough. That's joinallofus.org.
Is your yard ready for fall? Pick up the essentials during Fleet Farm's Fall Yard Prep. Get everything you need, like Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Lawn Food, on sale, $49.99. Get 5 bags of Scott's Triple Shred Mulch for just $10. And all poly tarps are 20% off. Plus, shop our wide selection of cleanup gear, like rakes, wheelbarrows, power equipment, and more. We have what you need for your everyday life. Fleet Farm.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball. It's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Fleet Farm. Woodman's Food Markets. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance. The Silver Lining. U.S. Cellular. America's Homegrown Wireless. Hupie and Abraham, Carbless Handcrafted Premium Cocktails, Annex Wealth Management, Know the Difference, and Island Resort, and Casino. And Josh Brewers with a pretty complete victory here tonight. A great start from Brandon Woodruff and a big inning in that fifth.
Yeah, they ride that six-run fifth to a 7-3 victory. Seven runs, only seven hits. In fact, five of the seven hits in the game for the Crew came in that fifth inning. They did not commit an error. Meanwhile, the Pirates, 3 runs, 8 hits, and 6 of those 8 hits came after the game was well in hand. The win goes to Brandon Woodruff, as well it should. 7 innings of 2-hit shutout baseball. He is 4-1 on his injury-shortened season. Meanwhile, Andre Jackson takes the loss. Brewers finally got to him late in his outing. He falls to 1-2. 2 hours and 42 minutes to play this one in front of a sparse crowd. 9,324 watched it here tonight. And Mr. Grindle, I got something for you.
Okay, I'm ready for it.
I want to say thank you to the award-winning team at Hupie and Abraham, because for every double play this season, they are donating $100 to Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. Visit Hupie.com and learn about their winner. It's free guarantee.
That sounds good. How about our Chevrolet star of the game?
Can't go anywhere but on the mound tonight with Mr. Woodruff. Boy, was he a horse, and that's what we've become accustomed to seeing. Late in September, you want Woodruff to have the ball in a big game, and I have a feeling he's going to get some big outs for this team moving forward.
You are not wrong. Horse is a great way to describe Brandon Woodruff when he's in one of these grooves. He is a dude you love handing the ball to, and boy, he was something tonight, that's for sure. Star of the game brought to you by Chevy Star SUVs, Equinox, Blazer, Traverse, Trailblazer, Tahoe, and Suburban. Visit WisconsinDriveChevy.com. Well, that's going to do it for the game broadcast tonight. Happy news to report with the Brewers evening up this series. And even more happy news that Josh is going to bring to you. The Giants have evened up the game with the Cubs in Chicago. It's a 4-4 game right now in the top of the sixth. We'll be back with you tomorrow on Deck Show. Bill by Menards gets started at 11 a.m., followed by the game at 11:35 Central Time. Brewers taking on the Pirates. It'll be Freddie Peralta for the crew. The Pirates have not announced a starter. We believe it could be Mitch Keller. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Lane Grindle, inviting you to stay tuned for Josh Maurer and the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel postgame show. Again, the final score here tonight, Brewers 7 and the Pirates 3. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Buckle up. It's all systems go at Pottawatomie. Plug in to high wattage play and you could win an all-electric BMW i7. Play now through September with your club card. Prize drawings on Thursdays. There's a shocking $800,000 in total prizes on the line, including the luxury BMW i7. It's time to electrify your drive. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. More info at paysbig.com/BMW. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Nature's Touch. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Nature's Touch ice cream with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Nature's Touch. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Nature's Touch, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors just like me who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota. We're led by doctors.
Not by numbers. That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health, doctor led, specializing in you.
Chemical and industrial engineering is now offered at Concordia University, so you can have it all. An exceptional hands-on learning experience and a full campus life. Be an athlete, a musician, or a worship leader while earning your high-demand engineering degree. In just 4 years, you'll be out there building a better world. Get started today. Visit cuw.edu/engineering. Concordia University, developing students to be ready to step out into the world and make an uncommon impact since 1881.
Brandon Woodruff, he was dominant in a 6-run fifth inning. Tonight in Pittsburgh, the Brewers, big bounce back win. 7-3, the final score over the Pirates. Welcome into the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel post-game show. A happy recap coming up for you tonight. Get in the game at Pottawatomie. Gaming, dining, sports betting, and a luxury hotel all in downtown Milwaukee. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, your win is waiting. As Lane teased, we're going to get you caught up on the Cubs score as they play a big game against the Giants at Wrigley. That is still in progress. We'll get you some other scores all around that National League playoff race. Lots to catch you up on. That's coming up in just a couple of moments. And, of course, the highlights later on before we set you up for what should be a great pitching matchup here in the rubber matchup this series tomorrow morning. Yeah, we got an a.m. first pitch back in the Central Time Zone for you. Well, the Cubs and the Giants are tied at 4. That game is in the top half of the sixth. San Francisco took a 3-0 lead before Chicago rallied and put up a 4-run bottom of the third inning. But a run in the top of the sixth inning for the Giants has evened things up. Giants using a bullpen game. Meanwhile, it was Kyle Hendricks the first 5 1/3 innings for the Northsiders. He gave up 5 runs. But he gave up. Yeah, there must have been a run. Yep, the Giants have just played it a couple. They lead it 6-4. Scores changing as we speak. And Hendricks knocked out of the game. 6-4 Giants. A 3-run top of the sixth. That is good news for the crew. At the moment, they've got a 3-game lead in the Central Division over the rival Cubs. San Francisco's trying to snap a 4-game skid. They came into the day 1 game out of the third and final wild card spot in the National League. The crew pitching staff tonight, led by 6 from Brandon Woodruff, ended up with 7 ortho ASAP strikeouts. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Here it was 7-3, the Brewers. And we'll come back and get you the rest of the action in baseball right after this on the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel postgame. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got 6 flat screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-244. It's game time, but don't worry, Kozak Enterprises Towing and Recovery won't leave you stranded on third base. They'll get you home because they handle any kind of vehicle repair work, heavy-duty machinery repair, lockouts, and 24/7 towing. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery serves the surrounding area and all of Price County. Keep this number close to you. Call 715-820-2124. 715-820-2124. Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery in Catawba, Wisconsin. Home Slice Pizza in Mercer, a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin. Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish, and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. Warga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Warga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
7 and the Pirates 3 tonight at PNC Park. You are listening to the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel postgame show, and it's time now for our home run distance recap. The longest home run of the year for the crew, a couple of weeks ago from William Contreras, 450 estimated feet at American Family Field. The Home Run Distance is brought to you by SVA. They are delivering measurable results. Let's go back into the scoreboard here. Josh Mauer with you. We told you earlier that the Giants have taken a 6-4 lead on the Cubs. The Giants still batting in that 3-run sixth they've got in progress. Meanwhile, the Reds, they're trailing at home. It is the Mariners, currently tied for first in the AL West. Mariners have a 6-3 lead over Cincinnati. That game is in the bottom half of the eighth inning. The Reds, because of all the starting pitching injury and illness issues that they've been dealing with, they had to go to their number two pitching prospect. Connor Phillips made his big league debut tonight, and it did not go all that well for Mr. Phillips, who gave up 5 runs in 4 2/3 innings. Again, it's 6-3 Mariners. That game in the bottom half of the eighth. How about this score from earlier? It was the Marlins over the Dodgers. They had Clayton Kershaw starting, but the Marlins beat them in Miami 6-3. Don't look now. Miami, they've won 5 consecutive games. And at the moment, they are tied for the third wild card in the National League. We are going to see the Marlins quite a bit here in the final month, including a 4-game series at American Family Field next week. So don't sleep on those Marlins. They're hot. Nathan Eovaldi came back off the injured list for struggling Texas tonight, but it did not go very well against the Houston Astros. Bottom of the fifth, it is 9-1 Astros over the Rangers. And Eovaldi in that game only lasted an inning and a third. He was charged with 4 runs. If that holds, Houston will move 2 games ahead of Texas in the AL West. And the Rangers just continue to falter over these last few weeks of the season. The Minnesota Twins and Cleveland Guardians, it might be all over, but the crying in the American League Central, because Minnesota last night beat Cleveland 20-6 to open up a 6-game lead in the division. Now tonight, Minnesota won 8-3, and so it is now a 7-game lead, and really it looks like the Guardians have all but been eliminated
and the Twins should win that American League Central Division. For every Milwaukee home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. And so far this season, thanks to 142 long balls, none tonight, though, crazy enough, as well as the Brewers hit the ball. No homers, but 142 on the year. That means OAW has donated $14,200. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. 7-3 here, the Crew get the win. How did they do it? We'll recap it for you right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Worga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's game time, but don't worry. Kozak Enterprises Towing and Recovery won't leave you stranded on third base. They'll get you home because they handle any kind of vehicle repair work. Heavy-duty machinery repair, lockouts, and 24/7 towing. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery serves the surrounding area and all of Price County. Keep this number close to you. Call 715-820-2124. 715-820-2124. Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery in Catawba, Wisconsin.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Looking for entertainment in the Northwoods? Try bidding online at heckmanauction.com. It's fun, it's fast, and you can help your fellow community members. Download our app on your mobile device or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah, boys.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Brewers snap a little two-game skid with a big one tonight over Pittsburgh. 7-3 was your final score. We welcome you back to the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel post-game show. Let's get you some highlights. We got some exciting ones for you tonight. They're presented, as always, by Prevea Health, led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. This was a really good pitching matchup early between Andre Jackson, the new right-hander for the Pirates, and Brandon Woodruff for the Crew. In fact, Jackson retired the first nine batters that he faced, but Woodruff kept matching him with zeros. So it was nothing into the fourth, and the Brewers took advantage of three consecutive walks by Jackson that began the inning. They got the game's first run. That was when Mark Canna grounded into a double play. Got nothing further out of that rally. It was 1-0 as we went into the fifth. And that's when the game turned around. Jackson finally just kind of lost it. It started again with a walk. This time it was Sal Frelick getting the base on balls. So at that point, Brewers had gotten four walks. They still did not have a hit. But Andrew Monasterio changed all that.
2-2. This is hit pretty well out to left center field. Palacios going back onto the warning track at the wall. It's off the top of the wall in the notch in left center. Frelick is rounding third. He's going to score. Monasterio on his way to third, and he's in there standing up with an RBI triple. Andrew Monasterio continues to swing a hot stick for the Brewers, and he gets the job done. He drives in his 19th of the year. It's 2-0 Milwaukee.
That was an estimated 409 feet. And the statistical wizards tell us that that would have been a home run in every major league ballpark except for here and Coors Field. But it was a triple, and it was a 2-0 Brewers lead. And the very next batter was Bryce Terang. He hit it much, much shorter, but still got the job done.
Jackson's pitch is tapped out in front of home plate. Monasterio breaking for home. Nobody will field it.
And Bryce Terang with an RBI infield single. 3-0 Brewers.
That might have gone about 20 feet. A little less than the 409, but it got the job done nonetheless. And so it was 3-0 Milwaukee. Tyrone Taylor then followed with the third straight hit. Bloop single into right. And that left runners on the corners for Christian Yelich. Still nobody out in the inning. Yelich would make the first out, but it was a productive one. A deep sacrifice fly into left. It was caught on the warning track, and it was all of a sudden a 4-0 Brewers lead. Then after William Contreras drew the fifth walk from Andre Jackson, he was finally removed from the game after 4 1/3 innings. And it was Thomas Hatch in to replace him with a couple of men on and still only one out. Carlos Santana greeted Hatch.
As Carlos Santana steps in there, first and second and one away, and he drives one out to deep center field. Sawinski back onto the warning track. Couple of steps in front of the wall. Oh, he dropped it. It sailed a little bit more on him and hits off the wall, stays in play, and another run is going to score as Tyrone Taylor will score from second, and into third goes Contreras, and standing at second with a double is Carlos Santana.
So the Brewers had their fourth hit of the inning and now had scored a total of 4 runs. They led the game 5-0. So you still had runners on second and third, still one out, and then Mark Canna did this.
Hatch, the 2-2, and this is lined into left for a base hit. Contreras will trot home. Santana's going to be held at third. It was bobbled for a moment in left by Palacios, and now racing home is Santana. Canna's going to be caught between first and second and tagged out by Connor Joe, but two more runs come home.
There was an RBI single for Canna and then an E7 on Joshua Palacios, and that ended up completing the 6-run inning in the fifth. It was the difference in this game by far. 7-0 was the Brewers' lead, and that was more than enough for Brandon Woodruff, who would cruise along through the fifth and the sixth, and then in the seventh inning got a ground out and a strikeout, and here was his 97th and final pitch of the night. Woodruff one strike away from finishing 7 scoreless. The 0-2 pitch. He swung on and missed. Struck him out. It was dropped by Contreras, but he'll pick it up. Throw to first. Strikeout and inning over. And the night likely over for Brandon Woodruff. 7 2-hit scoreless innings against the Pirates. He would get the win to go to 4-1. Late in the game, after a scoreless inning from Andrew Chafin, Clayton Andrews entered and gave up a 3-run home run in the ninth. It was Connor Joe of the Pirates. That made it 7-3, but Elvis Piguero replaced Andrews and got the final 3 outs. 7-3, your final score. Brewers have evened this series at 1 win apiece. They set up a rubber match for tomorrow morning's game. Quick update for you in Cincinnati. I told you the Mariners had a 6-3 lead in the eighth. Nick Martini has hit a game-tying 3-run home run for the Reds. And that game is going to the ninth inning now, tied at 6. Giants still lead the Cubs 6-4. That game moving into the seventh inning at Wrigley. We'll come back and go down on the farm to finish out our post game after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime rib. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the WIAA, are the 178,000 high school sports students in Wisconsin. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
South Fork Electric, based out of Ogemaw, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263, or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com. Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Insurance. Brewers 7 and the Pirates 3, final at PNC Park. Tomorrow we'll have the series decided. It'll be the final game of the year between the Brewers and the Buccos. And it's an early start. We'll preview it for you coming up in just a moment here on the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel postgame show. But first, let's look in on AAA Nashville, a Down on the Farm report presented by Blaine's Farm and Fleets. It's your trusted neighborhood store for power tools, fall cleanup, pet supplies, and much more. Shop online at farmandfleet.com. Got a lot of names that'll sound familiar to you playing for the Nashville Sounds tonight at home against Memphis. Julio Teheran started on a rehab, and he pitched well. Five innings, just one hit, and one unearned run allowed for Teheran. And Josh Donaldson had an RBI single in that game. It is 5-2, Nashville leading Memphis. That game in the bottom of the seventh inning currently there at the Nashville Sounds beautiful ballpark. Well, we remind you tomorrow again, don't forget to turn us on early in your day. The On Deck Show, built by Menards, gets underway at 11 o'clock a.m. First pitch, 11:35 in the Central Time Zone. And we've got a heck of a pitching matchup, we believe. Freddy Peralta, we know, will get the ball for the crew. The reigning pitcher of the month for August. How about his numbers in his last seven starts? 5-0 with a 1.71 earned run average. The team has won all seven of those starts. But the guy that should be going up against him, the Pirates haven't made this official yet, but for some reason they're just playing a game with the Brewers and not announcing who their starting pitcher is going to be. It's going to be Mitch Keller, we do believe, unless there's some sort of injury. And Keller is their all-star this season and an ace. Over his last four games, the Pirates have won all four, and he's permitted just five runs in 26 innings. Could be runs at a premium kind of day tomorrow here at PNC Park. Hope you'll join us. Until then, I'm Josh Maurer. For my partner, Lane Grindle, and producer-engineer Ken Sommerfeld, we say so long from Pittsburgh. Brewers win at 7-3, and we will talk to you tomorrow morning. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball is brought to you by Christopher Electric, Great Northern Hotel in Wolfstead, Home Slice Pizza, Northern Lights in the Lanes, Northwoods Accents, Kozak Enterprises, Jack's Corner Bar, JC Builders, South Fork Electric, Schwamgen Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Hardware and Do Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance TV, Heckman Auction, Village Pit Stop, Harbor View, Warga Auto and Truck Center, and Park Falls BP. Milwaukee Brewer Baseball, 98Q Country.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Big hits, big hits from big stars like
Brad Paisley,
Toby Keith,
Carrie Underwood,
all day long.
98Q Country.
Show.
night, all about that single life. I gave my mama a reason to pray, didn't care about trying to change, no. I gave my all to those empty bars, they always left me with a broken heart. Never really ever gave love a thought, man, as soon as I swore it off. God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get. Every time I look in her eyes, I don't deserve.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Medicaid.
93.